Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to Eye on Houston. I'm Greg O from 95.7 The Spot. And with me this morning is Sally Bradford, Executive Director of the North Houston Development Corporation. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
I'm fine, Greg O. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Tell us what the North Houston Development Corporation is.
Yeah, it's actually a tax increment reinvestment zone. And we have five what's called increment partners. City of Houston, Harris County, two school districts, and Lone Star College. And they've agreed to give part of the property taxes that they collect back over to us to remain in the North Houston area to build public projects. So it's not an assessment on the property owners. It's that their property taxes kind of remain in that North Houston area.
Being redirected.
Correct.
Yes. How long has your organization been around?
It was created in 1998 by the state legislature.
And the mission is to improve the quality of life, especially in the Greens Point area.
That's right. Yes. To improve the quality of life and to encourage people from all over to come out of the North Houston area. People have an idea of what that area looks like. Until they've come out, they don't realize all the improvements we made.
There have been quite a lot of improvements. Do you want to go down the list of some of the things that the North Houston Development Corporation has done?
Sure, I'd be happy to. In addition to street projects, which we've done many, where we've completely reconstructed streets, we put utilities underground, but we've also built two bridges, we funded a fire station, we've put in six parks, financed them and developed them all over North Houston, public parks that are free to everyone. And of course, the ones that are the most recognizable are the North Houston Skate Park, which is over 78,000 square feet of skateable surface. It's one of the largest in the world. And then we have the USA BMX sanctioned bike park, Rockstar Energy Bike Park, which not only has the racetrack, but it has pump tracks and dirt jumps and tot tracks and bowls. And it's the site of the 2028 World Championship.
That's pretty good. Now, the World Championship BMX riders are going to be showing up. How did this come about and who will be competing?
Sure. Well, as far as the World Championship, we worked with the Houston Sports Authority, who have been wonderful as far as getting these big events here. And we were scheduled to have the World Championships in 2020. However, because of COVID, they were canceled that year. The 2028 championships are particularly important because it's the last qualifier for the Olympics in LA. So they have to come to Houston first to qualify for the Olympics. So you've got Olympians and coming in from all over the world to try to qualify. And it just happens that our track is the one the more difficult in the world, which was done on purpose, so that our American riders could train and win more awards. The European tracks are much more difficult. So this is a great training ground. And because of that, we have people coming in, teams from all over the world, to train at our park.
That's really great. Now, how many people do you think that it will bring to Houston?
Well, the World Championship, we're thinking, will bring in about 8,000 a day to the park. And we also, though, have national championships and we have regional and state qualifiers. So our national championships bring in about 4,000 people a day. And we have one coming up in April. We have a national championship and a state qualifier, both coming up in April in 2024.
Now, when people want to use the skate or the bike park, is there a charge for them to show up to ride?
There is no charge at the skate park. You do have to wear a helmet. You just register when you come in the first time. They give you a card, and then you just show that card. That's really to get your emergency contact information. And then at the bike park, everything is free. You do have to wear a helmet. But the racetrack, because it's USA BMX sanctioned, you have to be a member of USA BMX. So there's a membership charge. And then we have practices and races during the week. And those you pay, the practices are $10 and the races are $15. And that's to get your points to qualify for these big events that USA BMX has. So they take care of all of that as far as seeing if you qualify for regionals or state or whatever.
If you're just joining us, we're with Sally Bradford, Executive Director of the North Houston Development Company, which is definitely improving the quality of life by providing public amenities to area employees and visitors, especially in the Greens Point area, with the skate park and the bike park bringing the 2028 UCI BMX Racing World Championships to town. Sally, what do you think the economic impact the event will have on Houston will be?
Well, it's huge because of all the hotel rooms and restaurants. I know that when we thought we were going to have the Worlds in 2020, Houston Sports Authority went ahead and blocked thousands and thousands of rooms for that particular event. So it has a huge economic impact on the area. But again, not only that big world, but because of these other events that we have a lot of hotel bookings, which are important to the area because we have a lot of hotel rooms. We have in all price ranges, which is great. It brings in, again, of course, people to the restaurants and other businesses.
And it's not just about the dollars and cents. You're adding a beautification to the park by a new art installation. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's Rock, Paper, Scissors by Kevin Box. And it's a great piece. It's on a little hill at the bike park. And it's a big stone at the bottom. And then it's this piece of paper. And then scissors at the top, all out of metal. And when I say metal, it's more like bronze, painted bronze.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. And of course, we chose that piece thinking about kids, how so many times that they resolve issues, they do rock, paper, scissors. So we thought that would be a great one that the kids would get a kick out of it. But that's only one of about 33 pieces of public art that we've installed in that North Houston area. Whatever the project is, even if it's a street project, we include public art. So the bike park has three beautiful pieces of public art. The skate park has one, but we're getting ready to do a couple more. But Dillon Park, which is right next to skate park, which, by the way, is a park for children of all abilities. It's completely wheelchair accessible. We have, I think, maybe seven or eight pieces of public art in there. We have a quiet area. It's just a beautiful little park that we're so proud of and that is used extensively by especially the community.
And how has the community responded to the development and beautification? I think you could call it a revitalization of the area.
Yeah, I've got a story that I tell. The first piece of public art that we did was by Dixie Friend Gay. It's mosaics on a bridge we built, and we painted it blue, and we did eight mosaics in the light stanchions. And I would go by there every day to see, make sure that no one had maybe thrown rocks at the mosaics or whatever. And there were these two young men just standing there kind of looking at everything, and I rolled down my window, and I said, "What do you think of our new bridge?" And they go, "We love this bridge. We love it." So it's that pride already in the community when we're bringing public art to their area. And I think that we've found that we've had no vandalism and knock on wood, but it's been pretty amazing when you think about how many pieces of public art we've installed.
That's right. And for more information on the art, for anybody listening that wants to see it, You can go to ggrahouston.com/art-installations/. Again, that's ggrahouston.com/art-installations/.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you're just joining us, we're with Sally Bradford of the North Houston Development Corporation, which is doing great work in the North Houston area by transforming the area. And for people that have been listening and want to go to the skate park or the BMX park, what is the best way for them to find the locations?
Well, it's very easy. You go out north on I-45, and then you go to Rankin Road. You take a left at Rankin and a left at Kirkendall, and there you are. You start with the skate park comes up first on your right, and then Dillon Park that we spoke about, and then the bike park. They're all three in a row right there on Kirkendall Road.
It really is great, and you can see it from I-45. I remember when it was going up, I was wondering what it was going to be, but then it was very obvious it was a BMX track and a skate park, and
right. It's
really state-of-the-art looking stuff, especially if you've attracted the 2028 UCI BMX Racing World Championships.
Yes, we're very excited about that one. And, you know, and we've got other parks, two in residential areas. One of them is Buckboard Park, again, which is filled with public art, and that's at a Buckboard and right off of Airline Drive, and beautiful little park that the residents love in that area. So we're trying to not just do things that will appeal to world visitors coming in, which we do have from all over the world, but also to help the community and give them amenities that they may not normally have.
Sally Bradford, Executive Director of the North Houston Development Corporation. Sally, where do you get, besides the redirecting of the tax dollars from the city, where do you get most of your funding?
Well, that's actually where most of the funding comes. We have some sponsorship funds out at the bike park, but it's really the tax increment. And the way that works is when this TERS was established in 1998, a zone was carved out in North Houston. They took the property values that were in place at that point, and then they said, okay, we'll give you a portion of the property taxes collected over that first amount. So in other words, if it was worth $100 million, and then now it's worth, you know, $2 billion, we get a portion of those taxes over the initial amount that was actually $550 million. And then those taxes are redirected in public projects. And we are funding a North Belk police station that's going to be built out by the fire station. And we're getting ready to do two more major road projects. And we're also in the process of doing an elite training facility that we're hoping it will be an Olympic training facility. And that will be both for skateboarding and BMX. But it's right there with the other three parks. And that's where the kids that, say, are over at our skate park and they show a lot of promise, then they could go over to the elite training facility and really train for the Olympics. It also then brings in coaches and trainers and possible Olympians into the city to train for the Olympics. So it's a great project.
What a beautiful way to lend a hand to those youth in the area that have a different type of a skill set, unlike those high school sports that they might play. And you're enabling them to develop their skills to the point where perhaps they could go to the Olympics. I think that's tremendous.
Well, thank you. And yes, that's exactly the way we feel. And especially since skateboarding came aboard on the Olympics, the last Olympics, and then BMX came in 2008. These kids in the neighborhood, especially, all they need is a skateboard and a helmet, and they're in business, and they know now that, okay, if I train and I focus, that's something I might be able to do one day. Jordan Santana, she's been in the X Games, she's an Olympic hopeful, and she really trained at our park since she was 12 years old. And so we can see these kids developing these incredible skills that maybe don't have two parents to take them to soccer games every week or baseball, or they're not in the school and they're not football players. But this is something that they can do. So we're very proud of these kids and what they've been able to accomplish.
We encourage you, gang listening, to jump off the freeway there at Rankin Road and go over to Kirkendall, where the skate park and the BMX track is, and take a look at it, and then drive around the Greens Point area and notice the public art pieces, 32 of them, and take a look at the different parks and the area bridges and the miles of sidewalks, the street reconstructions, and all those things that are making Greens Point look as good as it has in a very long time. And when you notice that, you'll know that the voice you are hearing on this interview, Sally Bradford, Executive Director of the North Houston Development Corporation, was behind a lot of that. How long have you been with the corporation, Sally?
Almost 21 years.
Oh, yeah. So this is all you.
Well, no, it's me and our board.
That's
you
right.
Have to have a board that shares your vision on what you'd like to see out there. And unfortunately, we have a very supportive board, and many of them either have lived in the area, still live in the area, or have businesses in the area. So their main focus is making this a better place for the residents and for visitors. So I'm so proud of the board that I work for.
Yeah, that was kind of a trick question. I wanted to see if you would take all the credit.
No.
Sally,
not at all.
Sally Bradford, Executive Director of the North Houston Development Corporation, thank you for taking time to chat with us this morning.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.